Shasta Lake and neighboring friends. The Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
You know, Mark, I have a sixth sense about this.
Could be wrong. Could be worth two pennies. I do think some actions are going to be taken. I don't know when. But I just feel it, don't you, Mr. Producer? Now, he's eating a steak sandwich. But nonetheless, I do, I feel it. I could be wrong, it could be a bad itch, but I'm serious, folks. I feel something's in the world. I don't know anything. I would never, never ask the president or anybody around him because it's not appropriate. I just have a sixth sense about this. I'm right. Because if I'm not right, I think we have a massive problem on our hands. But I think I am. Tariffs. Supreme Court's going to be issuing a tariff decision soon. And I have to be honest with you, I did my show Sunday night, my monologue, which was very highly rated, by the way. I spent the entire monologue on tariffs. And I explained it in a way that was really intended for you to be knowledgeable about this subject in so many overlaying ways. Constitutionally speaking, and I was really communicating with five or six members of the Supreme Court, a couple of whom watch the show, that if they rule and uphold the lower court and rule against the president, we're going to have absolute chaos on our hands. The president is right. What are we going to do? Pay back all these countries? How are we going to do that? But even more than that, when do we know when a tariff is a national security issue? And as I pointed out the other night, president laid a 25% tariff on any country doing business with Iran. That was not for taxes. That was not for revenue. That was not for commerce. That was for national security, pure and simple. So who gets to make that decision if the president doesn't? Congress? Well, they're not. Judges? What a disaster that would be. You can see how irresponsible and activist-oriented these judges are. Plus, that's not their role. So the court better be very, very careful about what it does here. You have all these loudmouths on TV and radio going on, president can't do that! Yes, he can. And if Congress wants to take a shot at limiting his power, then they can try and do that too. But the courts, that's the worst place to resolve matters like this. The worst place. And the president was asked about tariffs in this court decision that's coming down. And I gave the Supreme Court an out. I want to put my marker down right now, and they heard me. Hello, they heard me, which was reverse the lower court that ruled them unconstitutional because it was irresponsible and they don't have that authority, and then step out of it. Leave it to the two elected branches of government. And in fact, the Congress hasn't even been involved in any of these lawsuits challenging the authority of the president, and they haven't even attempted to pass a single bill to send to his desk, which you would veto, and they couldn't muster the votes to overrule it anyway, limiting what he has done. So Congress has done literally nothing to challenge it. The Constitution does not empower the courts to make such decisions. And where there's an ambiguity, as here, in some respects, whether it's a tax or a national security and foreign policy issue, well, those two branches will work it out. If they choose to work it out, they choose not to, then they won't work it out. Sometimes you let it lie. You don't have to have the final say. The president addresses this today when he's asked about it. Cut seven, go.
I can't believe we even have a case. This was a case started by very China-centric people and also anti-American people, frankly, people that don't want us to do well. Tariffs have helped us stop eight wars. They've helped us get the best trade numbers we've ever had. They've helped us get $18 trillion brought into the country. And maybe above all else, they've given us tremendous national security. Just the threat of tariffs. You saw that just yesterday when I put tariffs on a certain country. We won't talk about that country, but you know who it is. Based on the fact that if you do business with that country, you know, it's going to make them, it's going to bring them to the table a lot faster. So we have made hundreds of billions of dollars with tariffs. We have very little inflation. Think of it. Inflation's gone down and productivity, everything has gone up. We've never taken in money like we have. We've never had anywhere near $18 trillion invested in our country. Neither has any other country. It's the biggest number by maybe five times. Five times, not 5%, five times. Nobody's ever seen numbers like this.
So you can't have a court or even a majority in the court. In other words, a handful of lawyers who become judges and then justices make these decisions. They're not even equipped to make these decisions. Be like a Politburo. It doesn't matter whether you like tariffs or not or whether they like tariffs or not. Congress hasn't challenged any of this in the courts or legislatively. Now, you might say, well, but that doesn't determine whether it's constitutional or not. So what does? When you have various elements in the Constitution where there's an overlay, some powers belong to the executive and some to the legislative, it's impossible to bifurcate them almost all the time. It's impossible. And so you don't leave it to the court, 770 trial judges. Can you imagine all the litigation that will be brought by different businesses and individuals and politicians? And you'll never have a rational interstate commerce program from the United States. And you'll never have the ability to use tariffs for national security purposes. I mean, you know, when I used to write briefs and stuff like that, you're going to sit down and write an opinion and then divide up who gets to decide what, when they get to decide it, how they get to decide it, and then provide judicial review for it? I mean, come on, that's insane. So I gave the court an out. Reverse the lower court and explain that the judiciary is the least qualified branch and the least branch in terms of authority under the Constitution to make what are essentially economic, national security, and ultimately political decisions. That's it. Then get rid of it. If people don't like it, they'll vote for the other party, then the other party will act. That's the way it works. You don't hand it over to these radical kook judges. And what the president means by there is, why is this case even where it is? That is, it goes to the Supreme Court based on what? The litigants? The litigants aren't even part of the separation of powers issue. The branch of government that is supposedly being violated, the legislature, isn't even engaged. So private litigants can step in their shoes. Hey, look, they're violating our rights. Who? Over there, the one snoring and asleep at the wheel. No, it's not the way it's supposed to work either. Nor is it the way it should work. It can't work. It won't work that way. In other words, they're going to create a disaster if they pull that stuff, if the court does. And that was my point to the court. Don't do it. Because you will do more damage than anybody else. Chuck Schumer has a strategy for winning the Senate. Well, Let's listen to his strategy. Cut 19, Mr. Producer. Go.
We have a really strong, clear path to win back the Senate. As you know, a year ago, no one thought we did. And at that point, we said we had to do three things. We had to find good candidates, good, strong candidates in our battleground states. We have done that with Mary Peltola announcing in Alaska. That's the final piece of the puzzle. And we have really strong candidates in Maine, in North Carolina, in Ohio, and in Alaska. I think we'll win all of those states. Second, we had to create the right political atmosphere. We said we had to bring Trump's numbers down. And
hold on there. Now, now he's speaking the truth, and he doesn't even mean to. We have to trash Trump. We got to bring his numbers down, and so we will trash him. We will do all these things that we Democrats are best at. Car wrecks. See what I mean? It's not about affordability or price. The Democrats are the least capable of bringing prices down because they are taxaholics. They regulate everything that's dead or alive, that moves or doesn't move. They reject capitalism, so they can't create growth and wealth and prosperity. They drive costs up. In every blue state, every blue state is more expensive than a red state. Have you noticed that, Mr. Producer? Every single one.
Now, we're worried about affordability. Go
ahead.
It was with the issue of costs, the number one issue facing the American people. Last night, millions of American families sat around the kitchen table and said, which bill do I not pay? My electric bill?
No. Which bill do we not pay? This is why I propose in the Liberty Amendments that elections occur at the federal level. You know, they're every 2 years, the House, the Senate, sometimes the President and Vice President. That elections occur the Tuesday before tax day. Then the American people will understand very directly that taxes are the most expensive thing they pay. Now, the Democrats have spent decades trying to conceal that. So they have, you know, your paycheck, they deduct your taxes every time you get a paycheck. Right, Mr. Producer? No. Social Security, Medicare, income tax, state income, whatever it is. But they do that so you don't feel it all at once. That only started at the beginning of World War II. Did you know that, Rich? Prior to that, you got a tax bill at the time it was taxes, and it wasn't that massive. Can you imagine if they did that today? Rather than taking little amounts out of your paycheck every time? April 15th comes around, about a month before April 15th, you get a bill from the Internal Revenue Service. You owe us You owe us $52,038. What? They don't want to do that. They don't want you to feel the full impact of what they're doing, you see. I'll be right back.
Much Lovin. This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more, as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
Mark Levin.
What good is it to be a genius if you can't even go out on a school night?
On the Mark Levin radio program.
All right. Chuck Schumer has a plan. The question is whether AOC runs against him or runs for president. She could win the Senate. She's not going to win the presidency because she's a moron, and that will become obvious. She's more dense than Harris. More dense, more radical than Obama. I don't see that as a winning strategy, Mr. Producer, do you? But it depends on the Republican. There's going to be no coronation as far as this show is concerned. I'm just telling you. No way. All right, let's see here. What did I do? Blow out all the call lists here? I think I did, Rich. No, here. Nope, I don't. Can you read off the list there, Rich? I don't have it. On the Levin app, Jake from the Show Me State, but don't show me, Jake. Missouri, how are you, buddy?
Good, sir. How you doing, Mr. Levin?
Very well. You can call me Mark.
All right, my friend.
You're right ahead.
I'm doing good, sir. Yeah, I think we'll be all right with this Iran thing. You know, for our American people, you know, appears we're morally justified historically, right? When you look at Bosnia and Kosovo in the 90s, we got Haiti in 94 and Grenada in 83. You know, we're there to, you know, help people. And I don't think that's out of the question here. I think time is on our side for diplomacy and negotiations. You know, we've shown Iran that we're capable of this with Soleimani, Baghdadi, and most recently Maduro as well. But it's just going to take some time. And, you know, I recently saw that the Kurds actually attempted to get into Iran. But haven't seen anything more about that. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, number one, I love the Kurds. Those are fighters. They've had to fight the Turks. They've had to fight the Iranians, the regimes, I mean, the Syrians. And yet they survive. Those are good people. They're great allies of ours, as a matter of fact. And like the Druze, D-R-U-Z-E, they're great allies of ours. And the Iranian people, the Persians, they are great allies of ours in the West, too. But they're being, I mean, what's being done to those people is so horrific. Look, there are literally people, and I'm glad you brought this up, who just don't give a damn. Who just don't give a damn. And and some of them don't even pretend. Some of them do, like the Democrats. You know, it's awful what's going on. We better not do anything. Well, then what good is that? I don't know. It seems to me if I'm here and I see that some guy down the street the hell is beaten out of him and so forth, then so I can lock my door and hide, or I can try and help him. Call 911, go there myself, go there with other neighbors, whatever is required and so forth and so on. I just can't turn my back on stuff like that. Can you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I don't think that they would be able to claim the victimhood either. You know, when Khomeini took over in 79, you know, they did the same thing. They, you know, they murdered their opposition and they did so like that. But I think the Iranian people are resolute. I think that they want this. I think our, you know, intelligence community.
Yeah, but then when you're having your young people just slaughtered night after night after night. Look, the truth is we told them to keep protesting, did we not, sir?
We did. You're right.
Well, you can't tell them to keep protesting and then pull the rug out from under them, and I don't think Donald Trump is that way, and I don't think he will. I do think the more I'm studying this, the more people are talking to me offline, and I don't mean in the administration, I mean experts, military experts. We moved a lot of assets out of there. We have to move assets back. We're kind of stretched thin right now. Trump wants to increase the military budget by $500 billion, and I think that's brilliant. He wants to do it. He wants to do it in part as a result of all the tariff money coming in. I would warn the Supreme Court, if they rule otherwise, we're going to have a big national security problem on our hands, see what's going on throughout the world. And that sort of thing. I also understand, if I'm reading correctly, and I'm reading is fundamental, so I am reading correctly, but if the information is correct, the Israelis and the Iranians have some kind of an agreement where neither of them will attack first, but the Israelis have made clear, you attack us, we're taking the regime out. And I believe that message has been passed through the Russians. So if they think they're going to be able to, should we take action, that they're just going to start hitting Israel, they're going to be making a massive mistake, because I think Israel's going right for the head of the snake. And all this talk about the Mossad, they're not involved in that revolution. That is ridiculous. But I bet you the Mossad knows where the head Islamo-Nazi lives. And I think they've about had enough of this regime. Just like, who hasn't had enough of this regime, honestly? The people there have had enough. The Lebanese have had enough with Hezbollah. The Israelis have had enough. I believe our country's had enough. All this is a wicked, evil, terror-fomenting regime that seeks to impose its will on the rest of us. A 7th-century, barbaric, primitive ideology with modern technology. And the Iranian people are trying to overthrow that regime, and by God, we ought to be helping them. Thanks for your call, brother. I'll be right back. With Donald Trump back in office, one of his biggest adversaries, top Democrat Dick Durbin of Chicago, is leading the charge to derail President Trump's agenda at every turn. And now Senator Durbin has a new scheme, a government takeover of your credit card. Right now, Americans have thousands of credit card options, all with equal strong security. But Durbin's plan could result in less security. That means more risk for your credit, your identity, and your financial future. Now, Durbin's bill isn't about helping consumers. It's a giveaway to corporate megastores, which could shift costs onto you while putting your rewards and fraud protections in jeopardy. We've seen Durbin's failed policies before. His last big banking regulation backfired, leading to higher costs and fewer benefits for American families. Tell Republican senators, stop Durbin's government takeover of your credit card before it's too late. Learn more at guardyourcard.com. That's guardyourcard.com. Paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
One Financial Group.
I don't know about you, but I am planning to scream and run.
He's back on the Mark Levin Radio Show.
You can
Call us now at 877-381-3811. And the Liberal contact number is 877-381-3811.
Our friends at American Financing, Mr. Producer, he's used them, I've used them, my daughter and son-in-law have used them. Wonderful group. And it's easy to feel overwhelmed with the credit card debt, other expenses you have. They pile up. You know, you're not alone. If you're a homeowner, you might have considered reaching out to American Financing. You've heard me talk about them. They're the best of the best. But you're hesitating because you say, you know, I have a pretty low mortgage rate. I really don't want to give that up. And I get that. And that, so does American Financing. For those of you, it's called the Smart Equity Loan. It's a simple, smart way to get your finances back on track without giving up your low mortgage rate. Now, how do they do this? Well, the Smart Equity Loan offers a fixed rate, so you'll have one predictable monthly payment. It lets you use your home equity to pay off high interest debt, say from your credit cards, free up your cash flow, and still keep your existing mortgage intact. Your existing mortgage remains intact. No upfront fees to find out if you qualify, to find out how much you can save. This is a family-oriented company. It was founded by a family. It's a small company, and they are the Energizer Bunny. They really are over at American Financing. So I want you to give them a shot, give them a call, no obligation. They'll explain everything to you, how much you can save. That's American Financing. You can call them right now. They're there right now. Excuse me, cholera. 888-900-1828. Hello. 888-900-1828. 888-900-1828 or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR rate 4 and the 5 start at 6.196% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 888-900-1828 for details about credit costs and terms.
Oh, yeah. Jed, Roswell, New Mexico, XM Satellite. I bet you get a lot of jokes, don't you, Jed?
A few.
Being in Roswell and all.
Yeah, well, we crash-landed 47 and stayed. Secondarily, they taste like chicken.
Let me ask you something. Roswell, New Mexico, the UFOs we think of, don't we? Have you ever seen a Tucker Carlson roaming around there looking for UFOs? I'm just curious.
No. I tell you,
In other words, a guy just looking in the sky, walking around like a turkey. Have you ever seen one of those?
No, but there are a lot of aliens down here, that's for sure.
I bet. Illegal aliens, I bet, most of them. All right, go right ahead, my friend. Sorry to take you off course here.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Yeah, hello from the outback of America. But
I like outback,
no,
by the way.
I had one question for you.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Go right ahead.
Yeah, sure. I just have a very simple question, and it was just and I like how you play on people's names. So, mm-hmm. Kentucky Jihad. And I just wanted to know, has anybody asked her directly the question, what is her sex? She can't.
Well, that's a very good question. She's the one that said she can't answer what a woman is. You'd need to talk to a biologist. And then she got, voted on the Supreme Court. The Democrats thought that was genius. And, of course, all during the debate yesterday, or the oral argument, which is effectively a debate, she was asking questions about sex and so forth. And I'm sure the guy representing West Virginia would have loved to have said, well, if you can't define what a woman is, and you made that clear in your testimony to get this job, then how can we be discriminating for or against the sex if you can't even define it? Which was basically Alito's point. He said, this is so insane. My language, but that's what he was saying. You folks here, you're arguing for transgender individuals to choose what sex they are in what sport they play. Okay, great. First of all, can we at least talk about what is a male and what's a female? No, it's just so confusing. So you make a good point, Jed.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whether she's married or has children.
Yeah, she's married.
But a direct question to her. Okay, so if she has children, how did she give birth? And so what are you?
All right. Well, do me a favor. When you see Carlson roaming around there, give him my disregards while he's chasing UFOs in his tail. All right. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Tom, Colorado Springs, Colorado, XM Satellite. Tom, how am I?
Wonderful. To the man that gets it right 100% of the time.
Whoa.
It's a privilege and an honor to speak with you.
Thank you.
Well, I've not found that day yet. But anyway, you mentioned a good feeling you got. I got that same good feeling.
Yeah.
You know, I go back many years here. I'm 78 now. I remember the Shah of Iran. I remember what a great friend he was to the United States.
He was.
I remember the price of oil, you know, below $10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, all these people want is a chance to live like we do.
Amen.
You know?
And these are young people. They're being slaughtered. You know, I look at these people, and again, I think of my kids and grandkids, and I look at them and say, and you're not, they're not like these, you know, river to the sea types. They're just regular people who want to be able to go to a movie they want to go to, want to be able to wear what they want to wear, want to be able to talk about whatever they want to talk about. They are being murdered in the streets. They are being slaughtered in the streets. You know, they're lucky I'm not president. I'm just telling you right now, because I'd put an end to this damn thing immediately. Immediately. There'd be no question about it. I'm just saying, and I think Trump's going to too. But I think they got to move assets around. The more I'm reading, that's my hope. That's my belief. That's my gut feeling. Yours too?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Absolutely. I got faith this time. I've watched them bumble this thing a few times here and look the other way. And, you know, I don't see Trump as a look the other way kind of guy.
No,
you
me
know?
Neither. And he's a man of his word. He told them, you keep protesting. I'm sure that encouraged many of them. And many of them put their lives on the line. And I just can't imagine walking away from that. I just don't think he's going to do it. He's not Obama. You know, he's not Biden. He's Trump.
I've been on the phone too long, you know, I get stuff to do, but you're a wonderful radio talk show host and even greater person, so
wow, you're
continue
sweetheart.
To march, my friend.
Thank you, brother. You take care of yourself. What a nice call, Mr. Producer. I believe everything I've just said about the president, and we'll see what happens. We'll know soon enough. Here's an Iranian protester, speaking of, who, after leaving the country on Fox News yesterday, he leaves the country and he's interviewed. Cut three, go.
It was really more aggressive. I remember in one case there was like 20 or 30 militias and motorcycles parked in front of us with like 200 meters away. They just took a shotgun and then they just shooted. And the next thing I knew was the pellets started hitting my chest. And my jaw, I had one here. I was pretty lucky. I was wearing a scarf, so it didn't really hurt my jaw, but still left some scars. And I had some falling on my head. But the people which were behind my back weren't that lucky. I saw one of them, like, holding his eyes. I hope he's fine.
Good God. I want you to listen to this. This is a big crowd. And then the Islamo-Nazi regime's SS shows up with automatic weapons. Cut two, go. Just shooting into this crowd of young people. This is Kermanshah. The streets of Kermanshah. Like shooting turkeys. Running for their lives and shot in the back. And chased down. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the barbarians with these weapons? And it goes on and on and on. A doctor inside Iran on CNN. Cut one, go.
I opened the window briefly. The smell of gunpowder and tear gas was everywhere.
This is the voice of a doctor who's just left Iran. He's sharing his account exclusively with CNN and the pro-reform news outlet Iran Wire. He still fears for his safety, so we are concealing his identity. We're bringing you this rare first-hand testimony of what he witnessed inside the country. He says the crackdown intensified dramatically on Thursday. It was just as we began getting pictures of larger crowds out on the streets of Iranian cities.
Everything fell apart. At 8 p.m., the internet was cut. At 8:20, I got a call from the hospital. Doctor, come. You must come. When I arrived, I saw what we call a mass casualty situation. Every single one of the four operating rooms was full. I was there from 10 or 11 p.m. until the morning. I don't know how many surgeries I did. Maybe 10 or 11.
This is one of the few videos to have surfaced from inside Iran's hospitals. It shows some of the injured. But the doctor's testimony paints an even more distressing picture.
From midnight Thursday onward, the type of injuries changed. The live rounds started. By Friday evening, all the beds were full. Most had pellet injuries and similar wounds.
Throughout these and previous protests, the regime's security forces raided hospitals and hunted down injured protesters and the medical staff treating them. Turning places of healing.
I hate hearing this. It just shakes your soul, doesn't it? These young women screaming, unarmed, murdered on the spot for speaking out. This is what we're dealing with. If you're a person of faith, even if you're not, this has to rattle you, does it not? Are you comfortable if we sit on the sidelines and just watch this and listen to this? Are you? I am not. I am not. I grind my teeth listening to this. Go ahead.
There was so much fear. Three patients contacted me through intermediaries. I was afraid to answer, wanting to make sure it wasn't security agents trying to trap me.
The true scale of the carnage is only just beginning to emerge. Once again, so many Iranians find themselves abandoned and alone in this nightmare.
The hope being pumped by external media is not what we feel inside. Inside Iran, it's a mix of terror, desperation, and a tiny flickering shred of hope.
Good God. Let's please help them. Please. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
That's your conference table or your tailgate spot. We bring the know-how, we got a lot.
Reading Online Marketing, we're right here.
Okay.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
Now on, the destiny of the whole world is in your hands.
Mark Levin is back on your radio.
You know, that song is 50 years old from Elton John. 50 years old. Philadelphia Freedom from the 1976 Bicentennial. It's amazing. Yeah, he did it for Billie Jean King. He was playing then for a tennis team in Philadelphia. There's so much confusion in the world today. It's hard to find clarity and truth. The Hillsdale College miniseries on colonial America offers a powerful reminder that the first Americans were searching for the same things. A six-part documentary series, Hillsdale professors will teach you the religious, political, cultural, and economic ideas that shaped a uniquely American culture during the colonial period. You learn why the idea of liberty, especially religious liberty, inspired the settlers of America to cross the Atlantic, how Americans organized local governments, why America has always been a land where virtue can lead to peace and prosperity. Hillsdale miniseries is completely free. It's easy to access. Plus, Hillsdale offers more than 40 other free online courses, including a course in C.S. Lewis, the stories in the Book of Genesis, and the rise and fall of the Roman Republic. So go right now to levinforhillsdale.com to enroll. No cost. Easy to get started. That's levinforhillsdale.com, L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. Let's go to Mark, Santa Clarita, California, XM Satellite. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you, Mark?
I'm
with
good.
A K.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
I was calling. There's so many things I want to get off my chest, but a couple things about the Democratic Party. I've never seen a party fight a president as much as they can and use the media, you know, of course, MS Now and CNN, to basically lie as much as they can. And when they get caught, they just brush it off. Like when Trump flipped off that Ford guy, all they did today on the news is it made Trump the bad person.
And by the way, just so everybody knows, presidents have done that before. I remember when Bob Dole did it to somebody, a candidate. So it's not the first time, but you're right. That guy was outrageous. He was obnoxious. He was screaming at the top of his lungs. You're right.
It's like they have a free. If they go against them, they get rewarded. These people are absolutely lunatics. And I was a Democrat back in the days. Right. I voted for Bill Clinton. I just got
a different kind of Democrat. You were sort of a moderate Democrat. It's not the same today. They're out of their minds. They're hardcore lefties.
And you can't. It's like you try to talk to a Democrat, they shut down. They don't want to hear it. It's their way or no way. I mean, the simplest thing, and this is what Elon Musk made it so clear, and I wish you would promote it, everybody would promote it. If the Democrats have their way, they're going to change the Supreme Court. They're going to dilute
this all the time. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you do. I mean, you're great. I just enjoy hearing from you. I don't really hear
not
as
great,
much,
but you understand
as much as I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But if Harris and Waltz won, we would definitely never, I don't think we'd ever come back. I mean, they would have changed our country forever. It's sad. And I wish you're great. I wish more people learn. And I just heard that some of the Congress people want to do a class, like teach a class on January 6th now in the school about how that was. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
these people are
sick.
It's just sad. I mean,
our children. They abuse them with their politics. They abuse them with their biological experiments. You know, someday, maybe 1,000 years from now, maybe 100 years from now, they're going to write about this generation and what we did to our children, their minds and their bodies. It's going to be horrendous.
Yeah, Democrats don't really care about protecting America. They just, all they care about is trying to get power back by doing whatever they can. And once they get power back, they're going to throw everybody on the side. That's why they liked the black people back then. They liked the Hispanics. Now they're going after anybody that they could just dilute and brainwash and get their votes. And that's what happened with Biden. They threw in all the illegals in all these states to try to dilute the votes. And hopefully we'll get voter ID, which 1,000% needs to be done in every state. I mean, I don't know how they don't say it's not going to protect our government. They say it's racist. It's not right that you can't do it. It needs to be done. We need to know who our voters are and clean up the voter rolls forever so we could start fresh. It doesn't, I mean, California.
Yeah, but
I live,
they're the ones that broke the rolls. They're the ones that changed the voting system. They're never going to go along with it, so we have to ram it down their throats somehow. Mark, I apologize. Great, great call. I really appreciate it. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, ICE. We add them for now on our truckers. Men and women in Ukraine, men and women in Israel, men and women in Iran. Go get him, Mr. President. We need our help. I'll see you tomorrow, folks.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store. We're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.